由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
It is always a great encouragement for us to know that you are listening to this broadcast.
知道你一直收听着天路导向的时候，我们其实很被激励的。
And the only way we know is by hearing back from you.
我们很希望你能够写信给我们，让到我们知道你在收听着，并且我们能够去回应你的意见，或者去听到见到你的见证。
You can either write to us or you can get on the internet and we can hear from you.
无论写信或者互联网，都可以让我们知道你更加多的情况。
We have been going through some selective psalms.
我们已经讲过一些关于诗篇的信息。
And today we're going to look at Psalm 24.
而今日开始呢，我们将要睇下诗篇第24篇的信息。
But before I do this, I want to begin by saying something important.
但是在开始之前呢，我好想同你讲一啲好重要嘅嘢。
There is one emotion that is enjoyed by children and adults alike.
有一种嘅情感呢，系成年人同埋小朋友都好愿意享受嘅。
Now, children tend to be a little bit more exuberant than adults about this emotion.
不过现在呢，通常小孩子比大人更加容易投入这种的感受。
What is it?
究竟是什么的感受呢？
The joy of reunion with a loved one after a period of separation.
原来就是跟那些所爱的人小别之后重逢的喜悦。
I remember when my children were small and I was traveling overseas a great deal.
我记得呢，当我的子女还很小的时候，我经常要去海外去出差和旅行。
It was such a great joy to come home to the exuberance and the welcome of our children.
而回到家受到我的子女那种热情洋溢的迎接呢，是让人很开心的。
Now, adults also feel that exuberance.
其实成年人都能够感受到那份的激情。
But they don't show it like children do.
但是他们就不会好像小朋友这样去表现出来的。
And the reason I'm saying this is because of Psalm 24.
为什么我要这样说呢？就是因为诗篇第24篇的内容。
Psalm 24 is a psalm of an emotional reunion.
诗篇第24篇是一个描述重逢的喜悦的诗篇。
And it is expressed in a childlike exuberance.
它表达的情况呢，就好像一种小朋友的激情啊。
Not in reservation like those who are uncertain of their faith.
不像那些信仰不稳定的人一样有所保留。
But in a childlike trust and confidence in the Lord.
而是好像小朋友一样，懂得去信任，并且懂得依赖上帝。
It is not surprising that Jesus often used a child as an example.
所以你可以想下，为什么耶稣成日会用小朋友来做比喻呢？
He often referred to a child's faith, trust, and innocence.
他经常都会讲到小朋友几咁嘅忠心，几咁懂得信任，同埋几咁嘅单纯。
Let me put Psalm 24 in its historical context.
嗱，让我哋咧用历史嘅角度嚟睇下诗篇第24篇先。
The people of God have lost their Ark of the Covenant to the Gentiles.
嗰个时候呢，上帝嘅百姓冇咗约柜啊，并且将约柜系落咗喺外邦人手中。
And the Ark of the Covenant, for those of you who do not know, is a box.
如果你不知道什么是约柜的话，我告诉你，其实约柜是一个简单来说是一个木箱来的。
Inside this box,
那在这个木箱里面有什么呢？
God told Moses to put the Ten Commandments plus a jar of the manna and his staff.
上帝叫摩西将写了十诫的法版摆下去，还有装玛拿的罐摆下去，和摩西曾经发芽的手杖摆下去。
And to keep it in the middle of the people in the tent where God will show up.
而将约柜摆喺会幕里面嘅时候呢，上帝就要喺会幕里面向百姓显现。
The ark was a symbol of the presence of God in the midst of His people.
约柜系一个标志，表明紧上帝系住喺佢嘅百姓中间。
It was a very significant object.
系一件非常非常有意义嘅物品。
It represents God's presence.
佢表达紧系上帝嘅同在。
It represented their national identity.
佢代表紧呢个国家嘅特点。
It represented who they were as people.
佢表达紧佢哋民族嘅身份。
Without that box, there were nobody and nothing.
对于佢哋嚟讲，冇咗个木箱啊，佢哋乜都唔系。
So I want to impress on your mind the importance of the Ark of the Covenant.
我哋咧，所以喺度就要同大家去留下一啲深刻啲嘅印象，就系约柜系几咁嘅重要。
Some of the Gentiles stole the ark, thinking that they could gain the power of God's presence.
有啲外邦人偷咗个约柜啊，以为佢偷咗个约柜就可以得到与上帝同在嘅能力。
But the ark did not help them at all.
但系你知道啦，约柜对佢哋根本就冇用。
Just like those who can be Christians because of their name.
嗱，就好似一啲基督徒呢，只系挂个名系基督徒嘅啫。
Without having the power of Jesus Christ in them,
而冇耶稣基督嘅能力住喺佢哋里面。
In the same way, the Ark of the Covenant outside of its context.
嗱，同样咁样去谂咧，如果约柜失去咗佢嘅意义嘅时候，系咪情况都系一样呢
？So for 7 long months, the Gentiles held the Ark, trying to usurp God's power for themselves.
结果外邦人就占有咗呢个约柜7个月，佢哋希望为自己谋求上帝嘅能力。
But their plan backfired.
但系佢哋嘅计划却系适得其反。
Because the Ark of the Covenant brought death.
因为约柜为佢哋带嚟咗死亡。
It brought pain.
约柜为佢哋带嚟咗痛苦。
It brought a curse upon the Gentiles.
约柜为呢啲嘅外邦人带嚟咗咒诅。
So they decided to give it back.To the people of God.
所以最后他们决定约柜是要还给上帝的百姓。
So the Ark of the Covenant comes into their midst again.
而约柜又再次回到去上帝的百姓中间。
And the people of God were celebrating with thanksgiving again.
而上帝的百姓亦都怀着感恩的心来庆祝约柜回来了。
In Psalm 24,
在诗篇的第24篇,
David wrote that they rejoiced at the return of that sacred object.
大卫描述了百姓在这件圣物，即是约柜回来之后，几咁开心。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 24.
如果你手上面有圣经的话，请你翻开诗篇第24篇。
Let's read the Psalm together.
让我们一起来读出诗篇第24篇，是大卫的诗。地和其中所充满的，世界和住在里面的，都属于耶和华。他将地建立在海上面，安定在大水上面。谁能够上到耶和华的山？谁能够站在他的圣所呢？就是守节、心清、不向虚妄起誓、心中无诡诈的人，他们必要蒙耶和华的赐福，又蒙救他的上帝，使他诚意。这个就是耶和华寻求耶和华的族类，亦都是寻求你面的雅各。众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起，那个荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上面有能力的耶和华。众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要将头抬起，因为那个荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？ 万军嘅耶和华，佢就系荣耀嘅王。
David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
大卫想要为上帝建造圣殿。
And David could not build the temple.
但系大卫却又唔能够为上帝建圣殿。
Because God said to him, "Your hands are too bloodied in war."
因为上帝同佢话，你只手啊已经沾满咗战争嘅鲜血。
I will let your son Solomon build the temple.
但系我会让你嘅仔所罗门奉我嘅名起圣殿。
So after the temple was built,
因此当圣殿起完之后
，the priest decided that certain psalms belong to certain days.
祭司呢就为到特定嘅日子拣咗一啲特定嘅诗篇。
And in the temple, they would sing certain psalms on certain days.
在圣殿里面，他们会在特别的日子唱一些特别的诗篇。
Let me give you some examples.
好，让我为你提一些的例子。
On Wednesdays,
在星期三
they would sing Psalm 94.
他们会唱诗篇第94篇。
Then on Fridays,
跟着在星期五
they would sing Psalm 93.
他们会唱诗篇93篇。
On Sundays,
在星期日
they would sing Psalm 24.
他们会唱诗篇第24篇。
Think about this, my listening friend. This is very important.
亲爱的朋友，希望你想一想，因为这件事是很重要的。
Every Sunday in the temple, they sing Psalm 24.
每一个星期日，他们都会在圣殿里面唱诗篇第24篇。
Do you know what that means?
不知道你知不知点解呢?
It means that when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem on the day which we call Palm Sunday,
这个也都是意味着耶稣走入去耶路撒冷那一日，就是我们称为棕树主日或者棕榈主日的那一日。
The priests in the temple were singing this song, Psalm 24.
原来在圣殿里面祭司就喺度唱紧诗篇24篇，话嗰个荣耀嘅王城门你要打开，俾荣耀嘅王走入嚟。
Isn't that wonderful？
你谂下系咪好奇妙啊
？On the day that the Lord Jesus Christ tore away the bars of death，
喺主耶稣基督断开咗死亡嘅枷锁嘅嗰一日
，On the day he marched out of the tomb，
喺佢破开坟墓走出嚟嘅嗰一日
，The temple choir was getting ready to sing Psalm 24。
圣殿嘅诗班就系喺度准备唱第24篇，开门啦，荣耀嘅王要入嚟啦。
So you can understand the power of this song。
所以你就谂到呢篇诗篇有啲乜嘢能力喺度。
Let's look at it under three headings。
嗱，让我哋一齐嚟睇下以下三个嘅标题。
First，
好，去到第一段。
In verses 1 and 2，
喺第一节、第二节。
We see the Lord's ownership of the universe.
我哋见到上帝系拥有成个宇宙。
Secondly,
第二部分
，verses 3 to 6，
第三节去到第六节
，we see that the Lord's offer is the ultimate.
原来我哋见到上帝赐俾人最重要嘅机会。
Thirdly,
跟住去到第三样嘢啦
，verses 7 to 10，
诗篇第24篇第七节到第十节。
We see the Lord's overcoming to be unavoidable.
我们看到原来上帝的德性是必然的。
Let's look first at the Lord's ownership of the universe.
好，首先让我们看看上帝对整个宇宙的主权究竟是怎样。
Look at verses 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节里面。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
我们看到地和其中所充满的都属于耶和华。
Some of you probably are saying, doesn't the earth belong to Satan?
有些人可能会问，为什么世界不是属于撒旦吗？
Doesn't the Bible call him the prince of the air?
圣经不是说他是空中掌权者的首领吗？
Doesn't the Bible call him the prince of this world?
圣经不是将撒旦称为这个世界的王吗？
I'm going to explain this to you in a minute.
嗱，我现在就要为你解释。
The Lord's territorial claims are to the ownership of all of the galaxies of the universe.
你想下上帝拥有的地方有几大，整个宇宙所有银河什么的星球都是他的。
The countless stars.
数唔晒嘅星宿。
The empires of the space.
整个太空所有嘅帝国。
And the unfathomable orbits in which they move.
甚至啊，佢哋所有运行嘅轨迹。
They are all his.
都系属于上帝噶。
One galaxy in the midst of 100 million galaxies is the Milky Way.
你谂下。在千千万万亿亿万万的星系当中，其中一个就是银河系。
600 billion miles of stars.
它有6000亿英里咁长的星带。
And they are all his.
全部都是属于上帝的。
He owns it all.
它根本就拥有了你一切。
Some 30,000 light years from the center of the disk.Is a modest-sized planet which we call the sun.
跟住离开银河系嘅中心30,000光年咁远嘅地方，有粒好普通、好普通嘅行星，我哋叫佢做太阳。
The sun spins around the hub of its universe, carrying with it a family of baby planets.
太阳就带住太阳系嘅小行星一齐围住宇宙嘅中心喺度运转。
Imagine it this way.
嗱，你试下可以咁样谂噶。
They are spinning around like children holding onto their mother's skirt.
佢哋就好似嗰啲小朋友扯住妈妈条裙喺度转。
And that mother and her children make their orbit around the center of the galaxy once every 200 million years.
跟住呢个妈妈同埋佢嘅仔女啊，就每2亿年围住银河系嘅中心转一个圈。
And God owns it all.
而上帝就拥有呢一切。
One of these baby planets hold onto the mother's skirt is called planet Earth.
跟住扯住妈妈条裙嘅行星仔嘅其中一个就叫做地球。
C.S. Lewis calls it the silent planet。
鲁伊斯呢 ，C.S. Lewis 就将佢称为沉默嘅行星。
And the reason he calls Earth the silent planet？
点解佢叫地球做沉默嘅行星呢
？Is because he visualized the stars and the planets making merry music。
因为他曾经想过那些固定的行星和那些我们地球的行星呢在一起的时候是可以演奏着一些很快乐的乐章。
As they scurry around the throne of God,
他们环绕着上帝的宝座。
Except for one.
只有一个例外。
That he calls a silent planet.
所以他将它称为沉默的行星。
Because it has no song.
因为佢唔识得唱歌。
It is a planet that is diseased and sick.
因为佢系一个有病嘅行星。
Others called it the sobbing planet.
有人将佢称为一个哭泣嘅行星。
Because it is filled with cries of agony and bloodshed of innocent lives.
因为佢充满咗痛苦嘅哭喊同埋无辜生命嘅鲜血。
It is filled with sin and guilt.
这个行星充满了罪恶。
It is filled with sleepless nights and worry-filled mornings.
这个行星充满了不眠的夜晚，充满了忧虑的清晨。
But out of all these billions of planets,
但是在这亿万的星辰里面，
The maker and the creator of them all focuses on planet Earth.
他们的创造者却是在注视这个沉默的地球。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
诗篇第24篇说，地和其中所充满的都是属于耶和华。
Why the earth?
为什么是地球啊？
Why not Mars?
为什么不是火星啊？
Why not Venus?
为什么不是金星啊？
Why the earth that is a tiny speck?In relationship to the other planets.
嗱，点解同所有嘅行星相比，咁多粒行星唔拣，都系拣地球呢？我就希望你可以依家去谂下啦。
I want to tell you why.
那 好，我而家就话俾你听点解。
Because nowhere else in the universe does God have need to reassert his claim.
因为喺呢个宇宙冇其他任何地方，上帝需要重申佢嘅主权。
Long before Adam and Eve,
早喺亚当、早喺夏娃之前。
Long before the Garden of Eden and the serpent,
早喺伊甸园同埋蛇之前。
Long before creation,
甚至喺创世之前。
Lucifer, the angel of light, rebelled against the holy God,
被称为明亮之星嘅路西弗，佢背叛咗圣父。
And he was thrown out of the heavens.
他从天上面被钉落嚟。
And he wanted to take the earth for his domain.
他甚至想夺取地球成为他的领土。
But he could not until Adam handed it to him on a platter.
但是如果不是亚当将这个领土送给他，他是没办法得到的。
And God had to reinstate his authority over planet earth.
而因为路西弗的占据，他后来就称为撒旦，被称为撒旦，所以上帝就必须恢复他对地球的主权。
God had to rescue planet earth from the foreign invaders of his property.
上帝必须从入侵者的手里面将地球拯救出来。
And he did this 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary.
而他就是在2000年前在一个叫做竹楼地的地方完成了。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属于耶和华。
No matter what the atheists say,
无论那些无神论者怎样讲都不要紧。
The earth is the Lord's.
地球就是属于上帝的。
No matter what the agnostics say,
无论那些不可知论者讲什么都不要紧。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属于耶和华。
No matter what the scientists say,
无论科学家讲什么都不紧要的。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属于耶和华。
He rescued it.
他拯救了地球。
He arrested it for his ownership.
他收回地球归自己所有。
The Lord's ownership of the universe.
上帝是拥有整个宇宙的。
Secondly,
第二样嘢啦。
The Lord's offer is the ultimate.
我想话俾你听，上帝已经赐俾人最重要嘅一个机会。
Look at verse 3 of Psalm 24.
希望你睇下诗篇第二十四篇第三节。
Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord?
边个能够登上耶和华嘅山呢？
Who may stand in his holy place?
誰能夠站在耶和華的聖所呢?
Do you know the answer to that question?
不知道你知不知道這個問題的答案呢?
The answer is no one.
答案是沒人啊。
Not you, not me, no one.
你不得，我都不得，根本沒一個人是可以的。
No one is good enough to stand before God.
沒一個人是足夠完美，能夠在上帝面前站立得住的。
No one is righteous enough to stand before God.
沒人是足夠公義在上帝面前站立得住。
No one is pure enough to stand before God.
沒人是足夠純潔可以在上帝面前站立得住。
That is why only God could make a way for us to reach Him.
但是我們知道，這個就是為什麼上帝为我们开一条路，让我们去到他那里。
In David's day,
在大卫的年代里面，
only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies.
只有大祭司才能够走入去至圣所里面。
And even then, it was once a year for a brief period of time.
而且也都只是一年一次，得很短的一段时间。
This psalm is a prophecy of how God was going to make a way to himself.
这篇诗是一个预言，要话俾我哋听，上帝点样为我哋铺一条通往佢嘅路。
This is a prophecy of the coming Messiah.
呢个系一个关于即将到嚟嘅弥赛亚嘅预言。
A prophecy of the Lord providing an open invitation.
一个上帝公开发出邀请嘅预言。
The Lord is giving an opportunity for everyone who wants to come.
上帝俾咗每一个愿意去到佢面前嘅人有一个机会。
Verses 4 and 5 tell us who can come to God.
第四节同第五节话俾我哋听，究竟边个能够去到上帝面前呢？
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
希望你能够喺我做总结嘅时候呢，去仔细留意。
I'm going to give you the qualification of those who can come to God.
我要话俾你听，嗰啲愿意嚟到上帝面前嘅人，需要具备啲乜嘢嘅资格呢？
And I want to tell you that the invitation is not just once a year like it was in the Old Testament.
我亦都话俾你听，喺旧约嘅时代，这个邀请只系一年一次嘅啫，但系。到而家，我哋踏入呢个时代里面，邀请系唔单止一年一次嘅。
It is not for just a brief period of time。
呢个邀请亦都系冇一个好短嘅限期。
And certainly it is not in fear and terror。
可以肯定咁话，我哋系唔再需要恐惧，唔再需要惧怕。
It is not in uncertainty and doubt。
我哋亦都唔需要再犹豫，再疑惑。
And here are the qualifications of those who can come to God now.
那些愿意来到上帝面前的人所需要具备的资格是什么呢？
Those who are justified before God.
在上帝面前被称义的人。
All those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
所有被羔羊的血就是耶稣基督流宝血洗净的人。
Those whose sins are forgiven and forgotten.
那些罪被赦免的人。
Those whose outward life reflects their inward pure hearts.
那些外在生活能够反映他们纯正内心的人。
Those who have clean hands that reflect their inward integrity.
那些双手清洁能够反映他们内心正直的人。
Those who love God and not the world.
那些爱上帝而不爱世界的人。
Those who live for God, not for themselves.
那些愿意为上帝而活，而唔系为到自己而活嘅人。
Those who set their hearts on things above, where Christ is, not on things below.
嗰啲关心天上嘅事，而唔系关心地上嘅事嘅人，而天上就系基督所在嘅地方。
Those who have been sanctified because they have already been justified.
那些被称义而成为圣洁的人。
Those are the qualifications for those who can come to him.
这些全部都是来到上帝面前需要具备的资格。
Are you a person whose sin has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的宝血是不是洗净了你的罪呢？
Are you prepared to enter into heaven's gate?
你准备入天堂没有？
If you die today, would you go to heaven?
如果你今天死了，你入不入到天堂啊？
Do you have his assurance?
你有没有上帝给你的确据啊？
If you don't today, you can ask him.
如果你还没有的话，希望你今天就能够寻求他。
And he will make it possible for you.
他将要将这份福气赐给你。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福俾你，希望你亦都能够多啲同我哋分享。下次节目时间再会。